Hi, I'm Aaron Quill, and I'm sitting down with Paul Skripko of Rock Software. Paul, hello.
Hello, Aaron. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, Paul, tell me a little bit about Rock Software.
Rock Software specializes in systems management print output for small, medium, and large enterprises.
So what does that mean?
We are able to allow the customer to take control of their output, to make sure it's secure, to control costs, and to help their users better access their output.
Okay, so you do monitoring on the print jobs that are going out.
That's correct.
And you make sure that people are allowed to print those things?
We make sure they're allowed to. We give access to it. We control access. We ensure that jobs that aren't supposed to be printed on certain printers are not routed there.
Okay.
That jobs that were supposed to go to certain printers are controlled, picked up by only the appropriate staff. It's all part of the secure aspect of it. In terms of cost control, we make sure that if you run a 1,000-page job and it failed, you don't have to reprint all 1,000 pages. You can start from 386 or 264 or 708.
Oh, cool.
That's the two key benefits.
And you built your solution as an appliance, right?
Correct. We took advantage of SUSE Studio to build it as an appliance. In terms of our distribution and market penetration, those were the two most important factors. Those are the reasons we use SUSE Studio.
So why is it?
It makes it a very easy download for the customer opportunity. We found that with any software product, potential customer opportunities call in and they're excited initially. And then you say, okay, we have to send you a disk and this is going to come through the mail. And 3 days later, it gets there, or 2 days or 1 day if they're really impressive and you send it FedEx. And then other things come into play. This is an immediate download. We direct them to the site. They download the appliance. They can have it up and running in the next hour or less if they're really smart. And it's instant gratification. I hate to use that term, but it's instant gratification.
Well, and you probably eliminate some of the problems you were having before as far as like people no longer have to configure things. I mean, they turn it on, it probably asks a couple of simple basic questions or something.
That's exactly it. In fact, our developers were saying if they even partially understand their systems, two clicks of the button, it's downloaded, it's in its own partition. So that's the other thing. From a security aspect, we have a lot of financial services companies, and they can't just get a product in and put it on a production machine. This sets it up as its own partition. It's a virtual machine, and they're ready to play. And it's instant. You don't have to call back three times and say, did you download that yet? Did you put it up? Do you want to work with us? No, it makes it nice.
So have you seen an increase of your sales since you switched over to the appliance?
We've had it out there for a relatively short period of time. So we haven't seen increases in sales. What we have seen is increase in download. Opportunities call in. We've had a bank in the Caribbean. We've had a bank in Dallas. People call in and they say, you know, I'm interested in this. Here it is. Put it down right now. And they're working with it. A city in Washington State. That afternoon, they were calling in with technical questions because they were using it already.
Yeah. Now, how about on the support side, after you've made the sale? So I totally see how that helps you, makes it easier for people. One, just to eval your software.
Right.
And after eval, hopefully we can convert a lot higher number of those from evals over to actual sales. But what about after the fact? What about after the customer's committed to you guys? How have they helped you?
Well, it helps to qualify the customer in the beginning because we know they're familiar with using Linux. Most likely they're putting this on a multi-platform system. So many customers these days, they've got Unix, Linux, Windows. They need something that is absolutely easy across all those and allows them to configure change across those. That's what this allows us to do. So right. After the customer is using the product, they are a customer. They've become a customer. They're using the product. They no longer have to go back to our pre-sales engineers and, oh, there's a lot of pain and, well, I didn't quite configure it right and now it shut me down. They go right to the support staff. And that's a support call for us. And we're set up to do that.
I'd imagine your support calls are a lot easier because now every single system is configured the same way. You know that they configured the database or the security module or whatever properly because it was pre-configured before they even turn the machine on.
The whole stack is in there. That's right. So we know how they put the product in.
Yeah. Now, you can build appliances on many different operating systems. Why did you choose SUSE and why did you decide to go with an open source operating system?
One is our excitement as a company about open source, open systems, Linux platform. I was directed by one of my chief technical people to say, go get this. This is where we want to be. This is wave of the future. Yeah, I guess you could call it that. Maybe if that's not too strong a term. Just said, we want to be out there in the Linux world. We want to be working with SUSE Linux from Novell. They're the guys that he just thought were the most exciting opportunity out there. And so that's why we pursued Novell.
Oh, fantastic. So, Paul, thanks a lot for sitting down and talking to me about why you chose to build your appliance on SUSE. How can people go out and get more information or even take a look at Rock Software?
It's really easy. It's right on our website. They just go to ROC software, ROC software, without the K.com. There's a link right on the front page that takes them over to the SUSE-powered appliance site, and it's an easy download right from there.
Great, Paul. Thanks for sitting down and talking to us today.
Thank you.